Now a story about drug addiction and how overcoming it might depend on your social standing. Long-term drug rehab usually comes with a pretty hefty price tag, meaning low-income people are often priced out. But under Medi-Cal, under a new federal pilot program, it's now footing the bill for some people to stay in residential treatment centers, and that could be a game changer. The program started earlier this year in Riverside County. LA County has also joined. Anna Gorman from Kaiser Health News has that story. Anna, welcome back to Take Two.
Thanks for having me.
All right. In most California counties, Medi-Cal pays for different types of addiction treatment, including long-term inpatient care. Why is this a big deal, long-term stays in rehab?
Absolutely. It's a big deal. So breaking an addiction, of course, is very difficult. And for the most part, Medi-Cal has only paid for outpatient care. So people sometimes are homeless. Sometimes they've been fighting addiction for 10 years, 12 years. And so outpatient care just doesn't cut it. It isn't enough. So the state asked for permission from the federal government to be able to have Medi-Cal cover inpatient care for more people. And they got permission. And so now this is starting in a few counties so far, and by the end of the rollout, about 38 counties
of
the 58 counties in California will be doing this. And so people who are on Medi-Cal, which is the program for insurance for low-income folks, will be able to get long-term stays, and they have a better chance at recovery.
Yeah, Medi-Cal covered meetings, counseling, you know, as you mentioned, outpatient stuff. Is there evidence that it's not as effective as this kind of long-term residential treatment?
There is. Like I said, it's really hard to break an addiction. Mm. So getting time and to 90 days plus an opportunity for a 30-day extension is a long time, and it gives people that time with intensive counseling, intensive treatment, without being around the drugs, and with support, nonstop support, to be able to break that addiction. And yes, there is research showing that it is more effective.
What about more effective than maybe what's been done in the past?
Absolutely. Outpatient care, it can work for some, but some of these folks have also other issues going on. They have mental health issues. They are homeless. They have other problems at home, and they can't focus on solving their drug addiction and on breaking that. So this is that opportunity.
Now, you also wrote about the American Society of Addiction Medicine's new treatment standards. The counties participating in this pilot program. What sorts of changes can we expect from those?
Sure. So that's the American Society of Addiction Medicine, and it basically sets guidelines. And so counties in the past didn't have to follow any specific rules on what they offered Medi-Cal patients in terms of drug addiction treatment or substance abuse disorder treatment, and now they do. And the idea is to help people receive the most appropriate treatment. So if somebody just needs, hasn't been addicted very long and doesn't need very intense services, then somebody's going to evaluate and say, this is the service for you. Or if somebody does need very intensive services, these are the services for you. And it's also designed to save money and provide the most efficient and effective care to that person. And the other change that is really big about this pilot project here in California is that it's individualized. It's not one size fits all. So under these guidelines, counties will be able to tailor specific treatment to that specific person based on their experience, their home life, and their addiction.
What a difference that could be. I mean, you're not wasting any time going through all this process. I mean, it's like targeted right there. Bam, this is what's going to be effective. Let's give this a try.
Absolutely. And there's going to be all these other new resources, too. Like when I was in Riverside County watching this, I visited a few rehab centers. I talked to the county, and they are offering all kinds of new resources, from physician consulting to recovery treatment. So if somebody gets out of care, then they can go into sober living and have a counselor or a case manager follow them. They have medication-assisted treatment. In the past, it used to be just methadone. Now you can get other medication-assisted treatment to help people overcome their substance abuse disorders.
We're speaking to Anna Gorman, reporter with Kaiser Health News. Sounds like it could cost a lot of money, but there's an argument that this actually could save the state money. How could that be?
Yes, the state is optimistic that this is going to be a cost saver. And the reason is because people who are addicted to drugs end up in emergency rooms with overdoses. They end up involved in the child welfare system. They end up in jails. They end up in hospitals, having to stay inpatient stays in hospitals. And all of that is very expensive. And Medi-Cal has to pay for a lot of that. And the state has to pay for a lot of that out of other buckets. So the state Department of Healthcare Services, which is over overseeing this pilot project thinks that this is actually going to lower costs because people are going to get drug addiction care from the time they detox all the way through recovery. So the idea is that they won't relapse as many times and they won't end up in the hospital or jail.
And recovery means maybe that they won't be back in these programs too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Pilot program's supposed to last 5 years. What happens then?
Well, the person who's kind of running the show for the state, Marlies Perez, says we are not going back to the way it was before. Mm. We're not going back to that one size fits all method of providing care, that they are going to try to show that this is an effective, cost effective and successful program. There's an ongoing evaluation of it, and they're going to ask the federal government for permission to keep going. I mean, it really is, according to the state, a more efficient way of doing this. Instead of treating drug addiction like this episodic process, they are treating it like a chronic illness.
You've been reporting on health issues for a long, long time. Realistically, what do you think it'll take to keep addicts clean? I mean, is a program like this a step in the right direction, maybe?
Well, I think everybody hopes so.
Yeah.
I mean, I've talked to a lot of, over the past few years in writing about these issues, I've talked to a lot of drug treatment providers, a lot of county officials, a lot of addicts themselves, and they need long, consistent treatment. And medication helps at especially at the beginning. And so I think this has a really good chance. I mean, there's no guarantees, but this will be a great experiment to see. And other states are watching California very closely. California was the first state to get federal approval to use their Medi-Cal dollars in a more flexible way. And other states, Virginia, Massachusetts, Maryland, recently got approval, and others are going to come on board soon.
Anna Gorman is a reporter with Kaiser Health News. Anna, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.